Delayed medical treatments have become a widespread trend in Ontario. With patients in chronic pain waiting 10 to 20 months between a GP referral and orthopedic surgery. To beat the waiting game and regain their quality of life, Ontarians are opting for private treatment solutions and traveling abroad for their health. What a lot of them don't know is that they can find treatment options in Montreal. ICS Clinic offers quick and affordable treatment solutions by some of the most sought-after specialists in the country, without the need for a referral.
You're listening to The Tonic on Zoomer Radio.
My next guest, Dr. Jacques Tweg, is an orthopedic surgeon specializing in sports medicine and arthroscopic surgery of the shoulder and knee. The doctor is well known for his medical expertise with professional athletes and his work as chief physician of the Rogers Cup Tennis Canada. He's also the director of the Montreal Institute for Special Surgery. Welcome to The Tonic, sir. How are you?
Pretty good. Thanks for having me.
This is an interesting topic for all of us in Ontario who don't have necessarily the familiarity with the benefits of private clinics.
Yes, a good point. The province of Quebec is the only one in Canada where it's allowed to be off Medicare and to provide private care in private facilities. So we do get a lot of patients coming from out of our province coming to Montreal to get their surgeries done or to get a consultation.
Right.
So we have a different system.
Right. So why is it that so many people are doing this? What do the statistics say about wait times for surgery that are, you know, militating for people to come to you?
Well, the thing is that in the last 20 years, the waiting time has doubled for a patient, and we're talking here about elective surgeries.
Right.
So right now, the waiting time is more than a year and sometimes a year and a half of waiting. And that's pretty much what we're seeing across Canada. Now, it might be different from one province to the other, but still, there's a long waiting list for many surgeries, not only in orthopedic surgeries, but in all other type of elective surgeries where it's not, you know, health-threatening.
So what types of surgeries are we talking about? Like stuff for the knees and the ankles?
Well, in orthopedic surgery, it's mainly shoulders and knees where the waiting times are pretty long, especially in arthroscopic surgery. So we're talking about injuries or issues where it's not life-threatening and where it is painful for the patient, but because it's not considered an emergency, you're going to wait. So in some specialties, let's say you have a cancer or something like that, you won't wait that long.
No, of course not, yeah.
But the thing is that if you have a heart condition, you're not going to wait that long. But the thing is that they get prioritized. So in orthopedic surgery, we tend to be, you know, pushed and the waiting time. And this is why, and you know, we're getting those statistics.
Right, because it's not necessarily life-threatening. The priority list on a triage basis, it would be put below, obviously, cancer, heart, or, you know, imminent required surgery.
Exactly.
Okay, so why are wait times so bad? So if it's not life-threatening,
yeah,
you know, why should we care about whether one of us has to wait a year to have an MCL or an ACL looked at?
Yeah, the thing is that, well, okay, so there are different issues there.
Sure.
The first one is that, you know, the population is getting older,
yes,
more active. There's a lot of surgeries that now that could be done arthroscopically that we didn't do before. So there's new condition that we can now operate that we didn't before. And so that means we do more and more surgeries in different, you know, in, for different issues or different condition. The problem with this is that we don't get access to the OR. So it's not that we don't have enough orthopedic surgeons. It's just that we don't get enough OR time in the public system. And this is one of the reasons why I chose 12 years ago to completely go private because I was tired of fighting with the hospital and have a 2-year waiting list for those patients. So it's not fun for the surgeons, and it's certainly not fun for the patients because during all that time, well, you cannot do your normal activities.
Right.
You have to stop your sports. Sometimes it does have a major issues for work. I mean, we're talking about $2 billion of losses just when we're talking about hours lost.
Wow.
While waiting for surgery. And we're not talking about all the other issues about pain, about, you know, your even for a company, if you have to replace somebody that's off for an injury, then you have to replace that person, you have to train them. So it's a bit of a mess for everybody.
God forbid, if you know, my knees can be bad. I'm active, but if I couldn't exercise, that would change my entire lifestyle, right? I mean, my weight loss, my ability not to be grumpy and cranky, my, you know, just keeping well to stave off the inevitability of old age. If I couldn't move around, it would be incredibly frustrating.
Yeah, and the other issue that we physicians tend not to talk about it, and especially not in politics, is that waiting while you have an injury, like let's say a meniscal tear or a rotator cuff injury at your shoulder, well, if the waiting time is long, then it just makes it worse. And right. Sometimes you get to a point where it's not repairable anymore, and you have to change your approach or change your surgery, or you get more arthrosis down the road. So people don't talk about this, but it is an issue that needs to be addressed and needs to be said. We tend to say, well, those patients are waiting on the list. Well, most of them will get worse with time. Mm-hmm. And we tend to forget about this. So we might end up with more total knees later on, or we might end up right. with more difficulty to gain back full motion or full strength for your shoulder because, you know, you've waited for like almost 2 years before you can an appointment and a surgery.
This is sort of the flip side, you know, the political discourse is, you know, everybody, you know, with a no-pay system, everybody's treated equally. That's true. But there are certain people that don't benefit from having to wait. I think that's sort of...
And you know what? In our clientele, we see all sorts of people.
Who are you seeing?
Well, you know, people tend to think that you have to be really rich to go for a private consultation or a private surgery, which is not the case. So we're seeing top athletes, but we're also seeing, you know, patients who got their injury at work. We're also seeing patients that come for insurance company or patients that are paying from themselves. And those are the biggest group that we're getting is people who don't want to wait and are paying from their own pocket to get the surgery done, which is about, I would say, 70% of the patient we're receiving. And about 30% of all the patients we're seeing in our clinic come from outside of Quebec. So they come from Toronto, Ottawa,
right.
New Brunswick. So we're getting a lot of people even outside of our province that are coming in Montreal to get their surgeries done.
Well, yeah. And I guess, you know, if you've made the decision that you're not going to wait within your province, then your options are, you know, to go to the U.S. or go to the Caribbean or... I guess, coming to you. But the benefits of staying in Canada are plenty, I presume. I presume it's more convenient and it's more cost efficient to come to you.
Exactly. And the thing is that let's compare with the United States.
Yeah.
The cost in Canada is much cheaper. So just to give an idea for people who are listening, for a consultation, we're talking about $250, where a consultation with a specialist in the States could definitely cost between $800 to $1,000. And if you get a surgery, it could be between $2,000 to $8,000 for a surgery, where in the United States it can easily go over $50,000. So we're not talking about the same numbers here,
right?
But we're talking about the same quality. The thing is also is that it's easy for patients from Toronto to fly in. So just to give you an example, we're seeing patients sending their MRI report because they're already waiting for a surgery. We have a look at it, then we can, by email, try to organize a visit, and once we see them, sometimes we do the surgery on the next day. So, you know, they fly to Montreal.
Oh, so they're not going back and forth, right?
Exactly, and we see them because most of our surgeries are all day surgery, so it's quite easy for them to come over so we can examine them, explain to them the surgery. And then the next day, we were already booked their surgery, so they're not losing any time with this. And to give an idea, to normally we try to see everybody within 2 or 3 weeks. So if you, you know, by the time we see you and we do the surgery, well, you're not going to wait more than 2 weeks. And you don't need a referral. That's another issue that we have in our system, is that every time you want to see an orthopedic surgeon, you need a referral from your physician. In our case, we don't need any referral. We're a private clinic, so we're receiving all patients that do want to see a specialist, whether it's in sports medicine or an orthopedic surgeon or a plastic surgeon that specializes in hand and wrist surgery. So this is another advantage. You don't have to wait, because just normally patients would wait about 40 weeks just to see an orthopedic surgeon.
Wow.
Once your physician has made the requisition. So 40 weeks is almost a year just to see a specialist, which doesn't make any sense to me.
No, it doesn't make any sense to me either. So what would be the initiating process? If I, you know, my knee's a little bit wonky, but if I needed surgery, what would be my first step if I'm reaching out to you?
Well, first step is to evidently is to take an appointment. But if you do already have some exam that has been done, let's say an X-ray, an MRI, you can
right.
always send it to the clinic. So at least we can give you an idea of, you know, what's going on and what needs to be done. Now, we cannot definitely say anything without seeing the patient and examine him. But at least we can plan some things in advance so it's easier for the patient. It's easier if you're already on the waiting list, but we have a lot of patients calling us. They're not on a waiting list for surgery. They're just on a waiting list to see an orthopedic surgeon.
Right.
Then we can see them, and depending on your injury or on your condition, we sometimes do injection for arthrosis or PRP injection on the ultrasound guided. So it all depends on your condition. So yes, we're surgeons, but we also treat and follow patients that you know that needs attention.
Fantastic. Well, unfortunately, that's all the time we have today. Thank you for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me.
We've got to take a short break, but when we return, we'll hear what to do if we disagree with our kids' choices on The Tonic. The Benvenuto Group is an owner and developer of quality high-rise condominium and rental properties in Toronto and Montreal. The Benvenuto team is passionate about delivering quality living spaces, top lifestyle amenities, important services, and innovative design tailored specifically to its residents in every particular submarket. The Benvenuto Group seeks out the finest urban neighborhoods and designs projects to allow its residents to enjoy the benefits of both their property and the exceptional locations that they become a part of. The team surrounds itself with leading professionals and consultants and pushes them to conceive great places to live, to work, and to play. The Benvenuto Group is currently designing several new projects in Toronto, Montreal, and Chicago that will not only